Zdravo! Welcome to the new episode. I hope you're enjoying the winter weather and festive season. Before we start this episode, make sure to find this podcast, Serbian Language Podcast by Serbian Language Network, at Buzzsprout's website, so you can open and read the transcript, which has crucial texts and vocabulary for this episode. Also, you can follow our Instagram page at Learn Serbian or Serbian Language Network. So, grab your material and let's start the exercise. Today, we're going to practice reading and comprehension by comparing three texts with different difficulty. It is also a practice of making sentences at three different levels. The first one will be very basic, and the last one may be a little harder. As we advance higher, the grammar and sentence structure will become more and more complex. This is a good exercise for practicing all the stuff you have been learning in my lessons. There is a list of words used in all three texts, so make sure to scroll down in the transcript and look through it if you get stuck or if you don't know some words. Okay, so let's give it a go. Here's the first level. Let's see if you can understand. Don't worry if you don't get it right away. Use the given list and try to make sense of the text by piecing all the word types together. Text level 1. Ciao. Srećan Božić i srećna Nova godina. Zdravo, hvala. Kako si? Da li ideš u shopping?
Dobro sam. Da, ja idem u shopping. Idem da kupim poklon.
Kako si ti?
Ja sam dobro, ali danas je hladno. Da li ideš u shopping centar?
Šta hoćeš da kupiš?
Da, idem u shopping centar. Ja hoću da kupim laptop.
Šta ti radiš?
Ja idem kući. Gladan sam. Hoću da jedem picu.
That's it. Short, simple, basic sentence structure. Basic phrases. Make sure to check the list if you have any unfamiliar words. Now, let's add some more advanced sentence structure. This is the text in level 2.
Ćao Marija, srećan Božić i srećna Nova godina.
Milane, to si ti?
Hvala, srećan Božić. Dugo se nismo videli.
Kako si? Šta ima novo? Ideš negde?
Dobro sam. Da, idem u shopping danas. Hoću da kupim poklon za brata i sestru.
Kako si ti?
Ja sam dobro, ali malo sam umoran. Danas je baš hladno. Sneg je padao ceo dan. Da li ideš prema shopping centru? Jel znaš šta hoćeš da kupiš?
Da, idem tamo.
Hoću da kupim dobar novi laptop. A imam i shopping listu.
Šta ti radiš danas?
Ja sam pošao kući. Gladan sam. Pravio sam picu juče, hoću da jedem i pijem topli čaj.
So after reading this text at level 2, what do you think? It should be slightly harder, slightly more advanced, but still at the beginner level. We expanded the text with more adjectives, past tense constructions, more uses of grammatical cases, and some colloquial expressions. Now, for the level 3, we will try to add even more advanced structure, but still keep it as a somewhat beginner-friendly text. Let's see. Text level 3.
Hey, ciao Maria. Srećan Božić i srećna Nova godina.
Milane, to si ti?
Hvala, srećan Božić. Dugo se nismo videli.
Kako si? Šta ima novo?
Kuda ideš?
Dobro sam. Danas će biti dobar dan. Danas ću ići u kupovinu. Već 15 minuta čekam autobus na ovoj stanici. Hoću da kupim poklon za brata i sestru, a posle moram da idem kod majke.
Kako si ti?
Dobro sam, hvala. Mislim da sam malo umoran. Baš je hladno. Danas je hladnije nego juče. Sneg je padao ceo dan, a možda će padati i celu noć.
Da li ideš prema shopping centru? Jel znaš šta hoćeš da kupiš?
Da, idem ka tamo. Hoću da kupim dobar novi laptop.
ali ne znam šta da kupim mami i tati. Imam veliku shopping listu, moram da kupim stvari za tortu. Šta ti radiš danas? Hoćeš da idemo na kafu?
Ja sam pošao kući, mnogo sam gladan. Pravio sam picu juče celu noć. Hoću da pojedem 2-3 parčeta i posle toga da ležim na kauču i popijem topli čaj. Možemo da idemo na kafu sutra, ako hoćeš.
If you stayed with me through this level, you're a true dedicated student. For some more advanced students, this text should not be that big of a challenge, but for all of you beginner warriors out there, this can be a head-scratcher. Here we have both simple past and future tenses, even more examples of different grammatical cases, comparatives of adjectives, numbers, adverbs, etc. Here's the list of words you can look through if you get stuck at any point in the text. We have vocabulary, consisted of nouns, verbs, adjectives, adverbs, prepositions, connectors, and similar. Well, that's it for this episode. I hope it helped you understand a bit more how we form sentences in Serbian and how we use the stuff we learned in the course. Please follow us on our Instagram page as well, at Learn Serbian or Serbian Language Network. If you have any questions or suggestions, you can send us a DM. See you next time. Vidimo se. Ciao.